Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dairy Skim, High Ground Dairy's bite-sized podcast intended to give the dairy industry some flavor into recent reports or events that can impact global commodity pricing. This is Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist at High Ground Dairy. Today's dairy products report was definitely one that the trade was very eager to see, especially after the sleeper of a cold storage report last Monday. So let's get right to it and start with cheese. Cheese production fell 1.2% versus the big number posted in January 2023. January 2024's number totaled 1.191 billion pounds. And compared to 2 years ago, these volumes were up by 1.1%. The decline was due to poor output of American cheese, namely cheddar, and that dropped 7.9% against prior year. And that's the largest year-over-year decrease since December 2009. So a very large drop in the cheddar complex. VATs turned out just under 315.6 million pounds of product. The month-on-month decline from December was the worst since 2020, coming in at minus 1.5% and going against the usual increase in VAT throughput from December to January. Cheddar volumes were the lowest for the months, and it was the fourth month in a row of year-over-year decreases. Yikes, that's a lot of not great information about the cheddar complex. The very low production, though, points to poor demand. And there were several revisions to December's cheese volumes that I want to mention too. December's cheddar and natural American cheese production were revised lower as natural American dropped 7.8 million pounds or 1.6% of the actual, and cheddar production dropped 5.5 million pounds, almost 1.7% of its total. So pretty sizable. And there were some other ones across the complex. In other parts of the cheese category, though, there was some better news, some increases versus prior year. Italian cheese volumes rose 0.7% compared to January 2023, totaling 503.4 million pounds. Mott's production came in at 393.3 million pounds, virtually unchanged from last year, but up ever so slightly. All right, let's move on to butter, which everyone has been talking about lately. This was bearish to our expectations. 214.2 million pounds of butter were churned in January, up 6.4% year on year, and posting the second highest volume for the month. This is the largest year on year percentage gain since last May. High Ground has been forecasting butter at 260 to 265 per pound, and with the bigger volumes in January, this suggests that the current market, which closed today at 281 per pound, is overvalued. Cream has been cheap during this first part of 2024, and that indicates that there's more product available to the churns to make butter, and there's a chance that butter will be made to meet demand later this year, so bearish to our expectations. Non-fat dry milk production was neutral. It was more of the same, not really surprising given the narrative we've been hearing about weak international demand. A total of 134.7 million pounds of NFDM were made in January, and that's the lowest value for the month since 2016. It's down 20% versus prior year. Skim milk production, on the other hand, which is exported, that actually rose. Dryers made 56.9 million pounds, and that was a gain of nearly 28% annually. Still, the very low non-fat dry milk output dragged the combined total down by 11% year on year. Let's talk about stocks quick. Non-fat dry milk stocks actually grew slightly from December. They weighed in at 212 million pounds, and that was a rise of 4.5% month on month. That keeps inventories above 200 million pounds yet again this month. And the lower production of non-fat versus a higher stocks is an indicator just that demand is weak all around, and that what the trade has been talking about certainly makes a lot of sense. Notably, December skim milk powder volumes were revised upward by 6.1 million pounds or 11.2% of the total. All right, let's move on to whey. Stocks across the complex, the stocks of Triway, WPC, and WPI all fell relative to December. And let's dive a little bit deeper into each of those individual commodities, shall we? Dry weight powder climbed 2.5% relative to previous year and was up from December to January in terms of production, summing to 73.5 million pounds. But even with the lift in dryer volumes, stocks dropped to 63.1 million pounds. This is the fifth consecutive month of a drawdown as stocks ease from being at historically high levels in mid-2023. WPC 80 production rose from last January, totaling 29.1 million pounds, up 15.2%. But looking at the month-on-month comparison, WPC 80 volumes were down 6.3%, and that is more than the five-year average drop between these 2 months. Stocks of WPC 80 totaled 34.7 million pounds, and they were the smallest since April 2019. They're also down from all-time highs in 2023. They plummeted 36% in January versus January 2023, and they were down 4% from December. And the other part of the high protein whey complex, whey protein isolate volumes soared in January. They were up 55% against a very easy comparison to January 2023. And even with those really big volumes coming from the dryer, inventories of WPI totaled 15.3 million pounds, and they were down versus prior month and year. December's WPI production was also revised. It was taken 33% higher, or 4.9 million pounds, and that's just another marker to the heavy demand in the high protein whey space. There will be more to come for all our subscribers, including some regional level information, perhaps a mention of what's going on with ice cream, and more commentary, of course. So stay tuned, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great night, and take care.
Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information, as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.